Attitude is the key to self-awareness. Attitude is the key to self-awareness. All of our life, we are interested in being self-aware. All of our life, we are interested in having self-awareness. Now, we don't know that we want self-awareness. We have no idea that we want self-awareness. Self-awareness is something that is in us, that we know about, that we experience, that we are, but we don't really know it. And we certainly don't know it when it happens. We may have an OIC experience, but we don't really know when it happens. Because that moment of self-awareness, that moment of illumination, that moment of understanding, it's something that's so precious and so desirable and so wonderful. As I was grading the roads on the Absolute Monastery grounds yesterday, it was a beautiful day. The temperature was quite lovely. And I had the big Kubota tractor, and I was driving around with the grader, with the Gannon on it, and I was just lightly tipping off the surface of the road. Not deeply into it, but just an inch or so. And making it all smooth. First I drove up one side of the road, and then I drove up the other side of the road, and then I drove up the middle. Now, this made a beautiful crowned road, a beautiful road to walk on. As I walk on it every morning for my meditation time, I like to have a smooth path. I like to have a smooth road. Well, now, it's been many, many months since I have graded the road, and the road has remained fairly decent. There's a rut here and there from rain, but I knew where that was, and I would gingerly step beside it or step over it where I would not be touched. But in my attitude about the road, I love the road. I love the road because it was something dependable. It was something I could see in the moonlight. It was something I could see in the starlight. And if absolutely necessary, I could see it with a flashlight. But I gently went for my walk. And as I went for my walk, usually in the dead of night, it was a peaceful, quiet time. There was not a sound anywhere to be heard. As I walked along, my footsteps were the only sounds that I heard. And those I walked so gently, so carefully, I'd hardly heard them. And now, as I had walked this morning in the early morning hours, and the moon was bright, I walked on my newly shaved road, and it was absolutely glorious. I could see where the ruts had been from the rain, but they were filled in because the Gannon had gone over it and dropped earth wherever it was not level and leveled wherever it was not leveled. It was a beautiful thing. Now, what has this got to do with attitude as the key to self-awareness? Everything I do with love. Everything I do with the feeling of deep appreciation in my heart. Everything I do in the now. And I say to myself, I like me. And as I walked the path this morning, as I walked the path in the moonlight, I said to myself, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I said all these wonderful affirmations that I enjoy saying. And Rex was walking close by my side, and he was walking at my same pace, and we were both in absolute harmony. We were both in balance. We both enjoyed the walk very much. It's an awareness. It's an alertness. It's an awakeness. I sometimes think to myself, Does Rex like to take a walk every time I do? Does he like to get up in the middle of the night and take a walk? We got up at 12:30 midnight, and we took our walk. And Rex was sleeping soundly on his couch, and I walked outside, and the night sky and the air was absolutely wonderful. Beautiful 60 degrees. And Rex did not follow me immediately. And so I sat down on a chaise lounge outside of the house, and I enjoyed the moonlight and meditated quietly as I waited for Rex to get up because he wants to go along with me. And then I started on my walk because he had not gotten up. And I clinked the gate a little bit to indicate to him that I was going, because he always gets up later and barks and says, "Hey, you forgot me." And so I walked up the road a little bit, and I looked back and I saw him wagging his tail at the gate saying, "Hey, you forgot me." And I went back to get him. And as I went back to get him, I had that self-awareness that all is right with the world. All is peaceful with the world. All is joy with the world. Now, many things can take place as you walk along in the middle of the night. Many coyotes can come out of their holes and be walking around looking for their breakfast. Many other animals can be around on the high desert. But I was living in the world of my personal attitude. My attitude which says all is right with the world and I feel good and very good. And I walked the path and I felt good and very good. I had that awareness of feeling good and very good because I preceded that with my attitude of feeling good and very good. I preceded all things in my meditation with my attitude. My attitude of, I like me. My attitude of, I am absolute wholeness now. I am absolute wholeness now. I precede my attitude with those statements. And as I proceed my attitude with those statements, I open my mind to self-awareness of peace and harmony and goodness. And the ideas that went through my mind were not many. There were only a few, because I was in control. I had not a flippant mind that just wandered off by its own self and did its own thing. It quietly stood by me and walked with me. And so I thought, what a wonderful world I live in. And I live in a world right now. I've been reading recently about archaeology and reading from the Smithsonian that they had on their television YouTube the story of their trip into ancient countries and ancient lands and ancient worlds. And I thought to myself, those are wonderful. Those are wonderful. But I'm a now person. I'm a person who lives in the now. I'm a person who lives in the now and knows what's going on in the now. I'm a person that delights the now. I'm a person that thinks the now is the most wonderful thing in the world. And I continually remind myself that now is the most wonderful thing in the world. That now is the only thing that matters to me, that now I live in a harmonious, joyful, peaceful, beautiful world and life. This is who I am. This is what I am, and this is why I am. I live now. I live peace. I live joy. That's my self-awareness. That's my self-awareness of what is all that makes any difference in my life? All that makes any difference in all of my thinking is to live now and say, I like me. I like this now time. I like this wonderful time. Now, even as I'm speaking to you, Jeannie, my black cat, has come over and tried to get my attention. And she stands in front of me, and she wiggles her tail in front of my nose, and she puts her head in my hand, and she lets me caress her gentle fur. Her fur that feels like down, light as a feather. And her head is just so tender and so wonderful, and her nose, she uses it for kissing. She uses it for telling me the world is wonderful. And she is my reminder. She is my self-awareness of that all is now. And as my fingertips feel the fur of this lovely cat, as my fingertips feel this gentleness, I can do nothing but be reminded to have my self-awareness in the now, my self-understanding in the now, my self-beingness in the now, because this is where all is. I live in the now. And living in the now, I feel content and whole and happy. And this is my foreverness. This is my eternality. This is my reality. This is my now. There's no yesterday. There's no tomorrow. There's no other time than right now. And my self-awareness is that living in this now is the most magnificent experience that I could ever have for myself. The most magnificent awareness that I could ever know for myself. Because that is me. And that is who I am. And that is why I am. And it's a glorious, wonderful feeling. Join me in this attitude of living in the self-awareness of the now. And let your kitty cuddle up in your heart, in your hand, in your beingness, to tell you that all is right with the world, and all is good, and all is peaceful. Know that as I do these things, you are in my heart, and I love you. I love you. I love you.